WEMU listeners Dan and Lisa Kubisky love staying in touch with Ann Arbor through listening online to WEMU. When they heard George Bedard's new recordings, they decided to help him arrange a State Department tour of Honduras. Lisa is the United States ambassador to Honduras. George and I talked about his rare experience.
You're always busy in the summertime. Of course, Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And you always play grilling, right?
That's right.
You always play grilling. And there's some other things that they count on you for, like driving sideways gigs and all that. But you had a really special summer in 2014. And what a strange time to travel to Honduras in the middle of the summer.
Well, yeah, it's hot and humid, at least in San Pedro Sula it is. But yeah. Basically, the ambassador to the Honduras and her husband, her husband is from this area. He lived in this area, and he was a fan of my music. So he brought his wife down and some friends down to see us at Guy Hollerin's in at summer of 2013, and expressed the idea that they do this annual cultural tour for the State Department, and he expressed the idea that they might like to have us next year. Of course, we didn't think a whole lot of it. In fact, we weren't even really sure it really was the ambassador and her husband. I mean, who knows? People say stuff in bars. But so we didn't think a whole lot of it. And but a couple of months later, they contacted us, and sure enough, it was the ambassador. And after an incredible amount of work, mostly on Wendy's part, all on Wendy's part, really, with the paperwork and the logistics and the insurance and the getting the grant, and it just went on and on. Thousands of emails and a lot of time, we finally had it set up. So we went. We went just the end of June. We were there for about a week. Amazing experience.
What were some of the absolute, just brilliant and touching highlights of your tour and performances in Honduras?
I have to say the very first concert we did was at an orphanage. It's called My Little Roses, and it's in San Pedro Sula. And it's essentially girls that have been rescued from exploitation, and some of them as young, you know, some of them were sold as young as 3 or 4 years old, actually sold to the sex trade and things like that. And they've been rescued, just to see their faces, we pulled up. The humidity, it was hot and humid as you could possibly imagine, you know, tropical. And we pull up, and they're actually tugging at the guitar cases. They want the instruments out, and they're smiling and hugging us and laughing. We played some songs for them, and at the end, they all got to try out the instruments. And I didn't take my good guitar, so that's fine. But they all had to have the strap. And they had to have, you know, and they sat down. They each got a chance to play the instruments. The drums were the most popular, but that experience alone, I think, was worth all the hassle and the trouble of the trip, because we'll never forget that. And the other highlights for us were we did a series of concerts at the Cultural Center for high school students, some of whom were from very, very poor backgrounds, and so appreciative of the music. It was crazy, actually. They were screaming, and it was like we felt like the Beatles for about, you know, for a brief period. But we did four concerts in one day at the Cultural Center in San Pedro Sula, and I have to say, between that and the orphanage, that was the highlight for both Wendy and I, and I think for everybody else, too.
Sure. Those children, or those young people, or those members of the community had never heard any music like yours, right?
I don't think they had. I don't know what they were expecting, but they just loved it. They had a great time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, American music and how some of the music that we were playing was originated by people who were extremely poor and had nothing, and out of their own creativity and their own soul created this music that's now being played around the world and hasn't been forgotten. And so we tried to say a little bit about that everywhere we went.
Here's an example of George Bedard's great American music.
Thank you.
realize that you're in really fine company with a State Department tour, that even the Eisenhower administration realized that the music of people like Dave Brubeck and Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington could do more for world peace and getting along than any other kind of negotiation.
Well, I think there's something to that. And, you know, they were just so hungry for American music. And they didn't care that the stuff we were doing was 30 or 40 years old in its origin. I don't know if they'd ever seen a live band, a live electric band before. So some of them, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, George, what you do is timeless.
Well, I like to think that, I don't want to say we're keeping the flame or anything like that, but it's still burning for us. So it's not a thing of the past at all.
Yes, and we benefit in Ann Arbor. So let's then segue from the fact that you took your great American music to Honduras for an experience of a lifetime. And now you are going to do some great American music at the Arc.
It's the second year I've done this. It's something I've always wanted to do, and that's a kind of a history of American music, I guess, filtered through me. So, I mean, Kerry Kocher, the vise player, says it's a guitar-centric history of American music, and there's some truth to that. But I think I said in my press release last year, there's various ways to journey through American music. I'm trying to do the journey a little differently this year, with a little bit more emphasis on blues. And I have my old colleague Steve Nardella is going to join me, and we're going to do something we've never done before, which is do some duet Delta blues and some down home stuff that we probably have never actually performed in public as a duet. So. And then we'll do some old favorites, too. But we have a wonderful group of musicians. We have Kerry Kocher on vibes. You know, I've always loved Charlie Christian. So we're going to do an expanded segment. We did some last year, but we're going to do a larger segment of Benny Goodman stuff that featured Charlie Christian. You know, it's not going to be exactly like the record because we have different instrumentation, and we're going to fool around with it a little bit. But we have... So we have Kerry Kocher on vibes for that segment. We have Chris Kodish, the great Detroit area pianist that played with Johnny Bassett for several years, who is on my latest CD Further On as the keyboardist. He'll be there. We have Steve Wood, the wonderful saxophonist from Detroit, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. My longtime drummer, Richard Dishman, will be there. And Pat Prouty is doing the... Thank God, doing the arrangements, and he'll be on bass, along with Brennan Andes from the MacPods, some young blood there. He's going to come out on some tunes on bass, and we have a Ross Huff, also from the MacPods, on trumpet. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. We have some young lions coming in here, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. So.
And it is a lot of fun. It's a change of pace. You know, we've come to just expect, I'm my own dog and woof woof, from George and everybody and the Kingpins. So I think it's a real special treat to hear George stretch out, improvise jazz style. You can do it, man.
I love trying. I do. So there'll be that segment. There'll be I'll do a few solo things. It'll be vaguely chronological, but this is not an academic tour through American music. It's just one way to go through it. Next year I'll do something different. If there is a next year, I hope there is. If this is successful, last year was so much fun.
Here's a kind of silly question, but I think it ties in. In your mind, what is the mission of an artist, of a musician?
If you can find a way to do what you love and somehow make a living at it and actually have people enjoy listening to you, It can't be an exercise in your own, totally an exercise in what you, just what you love to do. But if that would be sort of an isolated, you'd be in your own head kind of thing. But if if you can do that, do what you love, what means the most to you, and somehow have that be entertaining to other people. That's what your mission is. If you don't have an audience, if you're not communicating emotionally somehow, then you might as well stay at home and, you know, play along to records or whatever, because that's not what it's all about. No matter how much, you know, of an exercise it might seem important to you, to the individual musician, without an audience, it's meaningless.
And now, Flying Home by George Bedard, one of the songs for Friday's concert. For 89.1 WEMU, I'm Linda Yawn.